Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 33 of the Spiritual Combat, some important instructions for those who wish to mortify their passions and attain the necessary virtues. Although the method of subduing passions and acquiring the necessary virtues has already been treated at some length, there yet remain several instructions equal in importance to those already given. If you desire to attain solid virtue and complete mastery over self, dividing the exercise of different virtues so as to assign particular virtues to particular days is to be avoided, resulting as it does in a state of perpetual vicissitude. The method that should be adopted seeks to root out the most predominant passions, striving the while to cultivate to an eminent degree the contrary virtue. For being once possessed of so essential a virtue, the rest may be acquired with less difficulty, as but few acts will be required for that end. And indeed, so integral is the connection of one virtue with another, that whoever possesses one in its entirety possesses all. You must never set a definite time for the acquisition of any one virtue, specifying so many days, weeks, or years. Rather, like a vigorous soldier combating an unseen enemy, you must fight without ceasing until, by a complete victory, the way to perfection is won. Every moment should be an advance on the way to heaven, and everyone who stops, rather than gaining breath and rest, loses both ground and courage. The advice to advance continually is meant to safeguard you from imagining that you have reached the heights of perfection, to encourage you to seize every opportunity to exercise new acts of virtue, and to preserve to the highest degree a horror for sin. In order that this may be accomplished, every duty must be performed with the greatest fervor and exactness, and you must, on all occasions, be habituated to the practice of every virtue. Embrace, therefore, any opportunity of advancing towards perfection and sanctity, especially such as are difficult. For such efforts are most effective in forming virtuous habits in the soul within a short time, and love those who furnish you with such opportunities, exercising caution at the same time as regards that which may be in the least prejudicial to chastity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Father Scupoli gives some very sound advice to those who are eager now to seek after perfection. First, he says, in your eagerness to become obedient and humble and chaste and prudent and compassionate and diligent, he says, don't assign like one virtue to one day. Like today, I'm going to be patient. Today, tomorrow, I'm going to be humble. That's not a good plan. That's not a good method. He says the method really should be to focus on one virtue at a time. Figure out what your predominant passion is right now. What's the thing that's most drawing you away from God? What seems to be dominant in your struggle to be good, to avoid sin? And what would be the contrary virtue to that passion, to that desire? So if you have a bad habit of stealing, which may be difficult now because most stores are closed, but still, You want to think about some kind of way to combat that, for example. Okay? Now, because he says, if you really attain one virtue, to really obtain that virtue, in fact, you will need a bunch of other virtues. Because if you're going to, example, to become honest, you're going to have to be prudent. You're going to have to be temperate. You're going to have to be courageous. So there's all kinds of virtues that are involved in that one virtue. So by focusing on that, you're actually developing others as you're going along. If you possess one in its entirety, he says, you possess all the virtues. So focusing on one virtue is not opposed to developing others. In fact, it's the best way to develop others. The second advice he says is, don't be impatient. Don't decide ahead of time, I'm going to become patient in 2 weeks. I'm going to become chaste in 1 year. I'm going to become chaste in 4 years. Don't decide ahead of time how long this is going to take. Rather, fight without ceasing. And if the enemy keeps coming back, don't give up. You may have more reserve troops than you realize. Don't stop. Don't allow falls to discourage you. The most important thing is to keep advancing, to keep getting up, and to seize opportunities when they present themselves, and to beg the Lord to give you a horror of sin. As you grow in that virtue, it will be more attractive to you. But there still will be temptations. And then remember this. When things are difficult, that's a good sign. Embrace those, he says. Embrace opportunities, especially the ones that seem difficult. So if you say to your confessor, oh, that's hard. It is hard. And that's why it's so good. No one gets to be like a great athlete by lifting the same amount of weights every time he or she works out. You have to increase the tension. You have to increase the weights. No one becomes a great piano player by playing the same pieces that they started learning at the beginning. Their instructor forces them to do things that are difficult. And by doing the more difficult pieces and even making mistakes, one learns. So let us ask the Lord for the grace tonight to not run from things that are difficult and to realize that especially in those moments, as long as it's not too difficult, I mean, don't start trying to lift 250 pounds on a bench press when you first start. So it could be too difficult, but the proportionate difficulty where you are now is a good sign. And then remember that opportunities are going to come your way. And people are going to offer you opportunities unexpectedly, totally unexpectedly, to grow in some virtue. Most of the time, we miss it. Quite often, we miss it. But if we're asking the Lord for a certain virtue, patience, magnanimity, humility, the Lord is very good, and he sends us chances. He sends us people who make us frustrated, and that's right where he wants us. If we could only keep our mind on God instead of focusing on other things, we would make more progress than we do. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.